Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. And it's happening. I'm recording this on the 3rd of September 2026 at 10 o'clock at night. And earlier today, the Oasis account tweeted out a very interesting photo. It was, well, a little video, sorry. A very interesting little 23-second video of two little boys in like a chippy. And it's like in the 1980s, a fish and chip shop for the non-UK people. And one of them sat there eating chips. One of them goes to the counter and orders something. And the little by little video is playing on the TV. And yeah, and it's like, okay, well, right. Well, that's an interesting little thing from the Oasis socials. Let's take it back a step. So a couple of hours before that, Liam Gallagher, who's been off social media for a couple of days, tweeted out a link to the song Tease Me by Chakademus and Pliers. So, okay, so Liam's saying there's going to be a tease. And then earlier on, the Daily Mail had been saying today Oasis are planning to tease their upcoming concerts in 2027. So, funnily enough, we're going to take a step back again because yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I don't know what's going on at the moment, Noel Gallagher was on TalkSport and he talked about the fact that, Andy Goldstein asked him a question about Oasis getting back together and he gave sort of a bit of a comedy response. And so I tweeted that out. I sort of, it was happening on the TV. I recorded it because, you know, TalkSport's also on YouTube, even though it's a radio station. I posted that out and that got like 800 likes and 100 retweets or something. And Noel said at that point, like he joked about, oh, well, you know, there's no football tournament on next summer, so we've got to do something, haven't we? Or something like that. Anyway. So that was yesterday. Yesterday evening, I jumped on and recorded with Ryan Harvey, both about that thing, but we also talked about a couple of other things as well. We went into If We Shadows for the Oasis A to Z, and also leading up to the fact that the film is coming out next week now as we sit here. And then so the film's coming out and we were talking about that. And in the build up to that, what we did is we talked through every Oasis film documentary release, basically. So anyway, so that was yesterday. I've recorded like a couple of hours with Ryan on those subjects. Going to sit down to this evening and edit it. But obviously, earlier today, this afternoon, we get this situation. So anyway, so what I'm going to do today, I'm just going to dig into this like video of these little boys. It doesn't sound right, doesn't it? This little video that Oasis tweeted out. And we're going to talk about that. And then we'll play my interview with Ryan Harvey from yesterday. So what is happening here? Okay, so the key thing that most people have figured out, this is clues. Now, the fact that the video playing is little by little, that tells me that they're making little by little, they're going to give us clues. And the first clue that we figured out, and well done, I don't know who the first person to figure it out was, is if you look through this video, you can see all kinds of little things that point to a location. So on the left-hand side, you have a number of numbers. You have, it says like Family Chippy Bundle 5584. It says The Sol FM 9892. And then it also says Found Tambourine as well, which is a bit, don't think it necessarily relates. There's also Lost Cat, it mentions. It mentions Learn Guitar. Then over on the right hand side, it says Keep the Fridge at -4. And then it says Daily Special, We Batter Anything, £2.05. And then on the right hand side, it's got 638 Local Taxi. Now, if you take those numbers, now I don't know who the first person to figure this out was, but fair play to them for doing it. If you take those numbers, longitude and latitude for those numbers gives a direct geolocation of Celtic Park, the stadium in Glasgow where Celtic play. So, and the fact this is in the chip shop as well, there's all talking about, you know, we batter anything. Well, the Scots are known for battering things, as in Mars bars. You know, what happens there? You throw a Mars bar in, you know, in a deep fat fryer and it comes out covered in delicious crunchy batter. There's also Iron Brew in the fridge and the little boy grabs a tin of Iron Brew. Now, Iron Brew is famously, you know, the most popular drink in Scotland. So it feels to me, and it's pretty obvious, I think most people agree that this is what's going on. This is saying that they're going to be releasing that Celtic Park, Oasis are going to be playing Celtic Park. Now, that is the one that I had heard the most likely it was going to be, because I've heard various rumours from various people, even with specific dates, that, you know, that it sounds like that is happening. So, okay, cool. Well, that we know that's probably the case. Then when you look at other things in there, you know, now I don't know. That's sort of, I think, pretty much confirmed. You know, not confirmed, but it's so, you know, it can't be a coincidence. But you look at other things. So, Family Chippy Bundle. I mean, what does that mean? The only thing I was thinking is it's maybe like FCB, maybe is that Football Club Barcelona, FCB, maybe they're going to play the Nou Camp. There's also The Sol FM, The Sol FM, Stadium of Light, Sunderland, The Sol. It is known as SOL, so it could be that. You know, who knows? Who knows what else there could be? So I don't know. You know, there's also where it says keep the fridge at -4. Well, the K and the F are kind of coloured in. So Nebworth Festival, KF, Nebworth. Who knows? It's really hard to say. It might just be, the fact is little by little as well, it could just be that this is the one for Scotland and everything else is meaningless. Everything else is just purely coincidence. And then, like, tomorrow or something, as we're recording this, we might get one with, you know, some sort of clues to Etihad or some sort of clues to the other options. But, yeah, there we go. So, as at, what are we, 10:30 on Thursday the 3rd, that's where we are. We have that little video, which is likely pointing to Oasis announcing Live 27 in Glasgow at Celtic Park. All right, there we go. So that is where we are as of right now. I would imagine that we will be getting more of these little teasers over the next few days, but we will see. Right, let me go back in now and jump into, this is the recording I did yesterday with Ryan. We'll see how long we go. I want to get this out. So we might just get the first bit where we talk about the new stuff. And then, yeah, and then we might put out the If We Shadows and the breakdown of the different documentaries and films another day if I don't get a chance to edit everything this evening. But anyway, I'll jump out and I'll see you on the other side. You'll know before I do. All right, here we go. Here's me and Ryan. Stop the clocks. We've got another one today. It's now just gone 4 o'clock on Friday. And we've got another one. We weren't sure actually whether or not these little videos would be sort of every day. But yeah, another one's coming. Another one's just come in. So what's going on here? It is the two boys are back again. They're drawing, there's goalposts drawn on the side of a house. One of them's like kicking a ball against the wall. And the other one is doing sort of marks on the wall, you know, like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then across to make 5. And he's done like 11. He's gone up to 11. And there's like a goalpost. There's a moon above the window. So maybe blue moon. It feels very Manchester. 11. Well, does that mean it's 11 nights in Manchester? Yeah. And a little moon there. I take it that's like blue moon for Man City. Who knows? Anyway, all right, well, look, I'm sure we'll find out more about that as we go. But I've just got to get this out. Otherwise, it's going to keep being delayed when more and more things happen. But exciting times. Here we go. Anyway, back over to me and Ryan. Hello and welcome back to the Oasis podcast. Ryan Harvey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? Nice to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on again. And obviously we always prepare these things massively. I'm like, oh God, like something's happened. Who's around? Yeah. Ryan's around. Let's have a chat. So all good. Thanks for dropping everything and jumping on the Zoom. But yeah, good to speak again. Oh God! So what's going on? So just around this afternoon, about 5 o'clock. Been working from home, just sort of like pottering around in the house. I got a quick message of someone like, "Oh, did you just hear on Talksport, guy Anthony Burton? Oh, did you see that on Talksport?" It's like, "What? No, Talksport. Like you can rewind the TV, so you can like rewind the live YouTube channel." And so, yeah, Noel, as he only ever does talk sport interviews now. And finally, you know, Andy Goldstein does say, and to be fair, he did say at the start, like, oh, I've got to ask you, Noel, because people will say, which we all do, obviously, why does Andy Goldstein never ask him when he has him on all the time? And he did finally ask him the question. And so, here's a clip of that.
Before I let you go, lots of Oasis fans listening to this will probably be saying, Goldstein, ask him a question about, do I need to start saving up for some tickets, maybe Nebworth next year? Or do you want to give an answer to that maybe in a cryptic way? Is the possibility of you guys touring again on or not?
Yeah, that's Liam, isn't it? Don't want to do it. He's not into it.
He's not?
No, he's not into Oasis anymore.
I heard he came off social media yesterday or the day before, is that right?
Did he? No
way. Yeah. I think he said, done. Yeah, did you not know that?
Oh, well, then there must be something happening. There must be something happening.
Must be.
Well, let's put it this way. There's no football tournament on next year. So the summer, we've got to do something in the summer, right?
That's all we need. Noel, thank you. It's always a pleasure. And an honour. Thanks, pal, for coming on.
Cheers, Noel.
All right, mate. No problem.
Thanks,
bye.
Man. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
There you go, the legend. It's Noel.
Also, just quickly, it's James in the Future here. He did also talk a little bit about the documentary, basically saying how like really emotional it was and how he's not going to be watching it again because it's just people crying the whole time. Very exciting. So let me drop that little clip in and then we'll go back to me yesterday talking to Ryan.
Down, come on, Jack. But now we're delighted to be joined by an absolute superstar. He's got a movie coming out next week and he's got a very famous brother. Oh, yeah, and he's Noel Gallagher. Evening, Noel.
Good evening.
I thought I'd intro you slightly different this week. Do you like that? Famous brother, movie coming out?
Yes. Yes. I've got a famous brother, that's for sure. The documentary.
Yeah, the documentary,
Yes, I'm off to Venice this weekend for the premiere, actually.
Oh, Mont Blanc. Have you seen it in its entirety?
I have seen it, yeah.
Okay. You happy with it?
Yeah. I won't be sitting through it again, let's put it that way.
Well, even looking at yourself, you won't go through. I mean, I'd sit and watch myself every day if I could.
Well, that says more about you than it does about anything else. No, it's not. There's a lot of people crying in it.
All right. Oh, wow. What, for good reason?
Yeah, because we are so brilliant.
Yeah. Emotional crying, right?
Yeah. And at the end of it, I was knackered watching it. And I was like, well, I won't be sitting through that again. It's too much.
Well done, James of the future. So there you go. I mean, that's pretty conclusive, I think, isn't it? That we've got to do something next year because there's no football on.
Yeah, you got to think they've given a bit of a heads up between themselves as well, as it's not like he's going to ask out the blue, but because Noel was a little bit prepared for that, wasn't it? But essentially confirming it, I think, from by saying that. This is all carefully curated by Noel, I'm sure, but he's essentially given him, well, got the permission to confirm it properly, really, isn't it? Because this is really the only actual mention of it we've had, as much as there's all these rumors and posts and everybody reposting the rumors and thing and treating it as fact, as this is the first actual, right? I think.
Yeah, and I suppose you've had Liam's tweeted things, isn't he? And there was that bit where Liam had spoken to someone and they said, oh, we're in Rome, come to Rome. He said, oh, we'll see you next year or something. So there's been a little hints, but this is the first actual interview where anything has been said properly.
Well, and he also said see you next year in 2025, didn't he, on that on one of the gigs, which never came to fruition.
It didn't happen. No. Although they have to hurry up if they are going to see us this year, but
maybe in the premiere, I guess, but that's not
a gig. I did get a good Liam reply the other day. I've sort of stopped, I'm not really on Twitter that much now, but I did it's one of those, if I'm, often Liam tweets while I'm brushing my teeth in the morning. That's often a point. And I just see notification, Liam. So I just replied are you excited to go to Venice? And he replied something like, yes, me lion. That's it. Yes, me lion.
Yes.
But then I didn't even see that reply. And it's only later on that day, I'm like, oh, I just checked Twitter. I'm like, well, I've got 400 notifications. Oh, okay. Liam replied to me this morning.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's cool. I mean, that's, I think, this Saturday coming, I think, is the premiere in Venice.
Yeah, this film festival or something. Yeah.
Yeah, the Venice Film Festival. So that's when it's playing there. I actually did look it up on the Venice Film Festival website, when the actual premiere is. And I believe it's this Saturday. And then, and then it's going to be obviously around the country next week. Now, apparently people got invite emails, didn't they? For the premieres, I didn't get one, but you got one, right?
Yeah, I got the same loyal fan email from Oasis Minet that I got for the tour presale originally, which was made it very easy for me to get Cardiff, as well as my son got one of the random ballot ones. He was loved, but I'd got the "you are a loyal fan" email from whatever it is. But people think sharing your Spotify with Oasis Minet, or whether they're tracking what you buy. I wouldn't say I bought a lot from their store, but I do buy. But I'm pretty sure it's sharing your Spotify. That 2 years ago, whenever they actually did that. But yeah, I got that email saying you have been invited to the Manchester premiere. So they hadn't released anything about when the premiere is going to be. They said it was Friday the 11th September that it was going to be. Eventually, we started to see listings for the 9th at the cinemas around, because we kept, a lot of us kept checking. And then this one basically said Monday the 5th premiere in Manchester, Trafford Centre, which is the big shopping place, the Odeon at the Trafford Centre. So as a loyal fan, you get, you've got an invite, and please reply to Disney Studios at email address to say if you want to go and if you want a plus one. So, literally, as many people have said, that quickest email reply ever done.
Yes, please.
Say, yes, please, plus one, no access requirements. Go. That was it. And then we've not heard anything, and we just had various people going, have you heard anything yet? Online and in the groups and things, and no one. But then today, people who got the London invites, so the London one is what I think is where we all think Liam and Noel are going, or at least that's the rumour mill. Again, I don't think we've had any official word of anything, but people seem to think that Liam and Noel will be going to that. Again, maybe they're just stretching and assuming that, but that Liam and Noel might play it very cool and not go right, as they have been known to. But yeah, people today have got finally got the reply from Disney after a week of waiting to say how to go. And apparently they've got to dress smart and stuff like this. So they've been told not to, you know, turn up in their Oasis tour merch and bucket hats kind of thing. So I'm not quite sure, but they basically said they've got to wear something smart. But we haven't had anything yet for Manchester, or I guess the Dublin is the other one.
Yeah.
As well. So I'm waiting for that to maybe come tomorrow to say where we go. And presumably, I think we've got to buy the tickets still. I haven't heard anyone say, but I'm assuming we're not going for free. But
that's Friday the 4th. So it's like, well, it's literally 10 to 10 on Wednesday the 2nd now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
and no one is, we're not aware anyone's had it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, sorry. For Monday is the premiere, right? In London, Dublin, and Manchester.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still waiting. We're still waiting for what I need to do on Monday night, basically, and it's Wednesday night now. Okay. But yeah, I've kept my diary free, so I'm hopefully going to see it on Monday night. Yeah, can't wait, really. But yes.
Yeah.
And also trying to avoid any time I see these things online saying spoiler. Sometimes they put spoiler, because there was a couple of weeks ago, someone posted a load of screenshots of someone allegedly review. I didn't even look at them, because equally, you don't know if it's true. And I'm not interested in seeing. I want to try and see it to myself, because at the moment, still have no idea what it's going to be, really. I'd like to keep it that way.
Yeah.
Same with the set list on night one in Cardiff, right? It's that kind of vibe that I don't really want to know anything about it before we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I haven't, it's funnily enough, like same again with the, in terms of the marketing and stuff. Remember when Liam's As It Was film came out? There was this, like, the marketing company behind the film contacted me, and it sent me these, like, you know, can you use these, like, custom GIFs and things like that? And then I got a screener of it. Like, I got an email link with and so I got to watch it early and stuff. But there's been nothing at all. Like, I don't think, once again, it's like the whole marketing approach of just don't do any.
Yeah, it's just very get everybody clamoring for it rather than release any information. Remember that As It Was, I remember you interviewed like guy did it something about it, like producing or music or something, and I just remember you say mentioning once and saying to him what a song that is, because I think it was the first time we'd heard Once.
It was a little clip of it.
I remember you saying to the guy, what a song that is, like, even though we'd just heard a snippet of it or something in the
I don't know why
I randomly remember that, but yeah, you interviewed somebody about who was obviously contacted you, as you said. Yeah,
I don't remember. That's the funny thing about these. I'm like,
years ago now.
Yeah, and when these things happen, it's like the biggest thing in the world. You know, I was thinking like the fact we've done episodes on the trailer for, you know, I did the episode on the trailer for this film, and I'm like, I must have done episodes on the trailers for, like, the As It Was and the Nebworth film and things like that. But now I couldn't tell you. It's just so much has happened since. And I never go back and listen to the podcast. I mean, God, that would be terrible. Yeah. But
Have you booked to go or not? Are you just going to play it back? I don't think there's high demand for the tickets. All the cinemas are general, like, because I looked on the Fridays and not a lot of people are pre-booking, but presumably a lot of people will go where they might just go.
I think it's very widespread, though. Like, it's playing in my local cinema in Didcot. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and it's like, and there's a lot of, who's going? Is it you that's booked to go to eight in the morning?
I had, yeah. Before we had all this invite, I booked to go 8 in the morning in Manchester Printworks.
Yeah,
because that's the first available time on the Wednesday morning.
That would be. But awesome.
Why not?
Because
before work, basically.
So no, I still haven't. I mean, I was thinking about going to the sort of trying to get tickets for the premiere, or maybe like the second night, because I think we're out. I'm seeing Way's Blood, who's like a female singer in who's really, really good.
Okay.
Like sort of 70s George Harrison-y sort of vibes, really good. But anyway, I'm seeing her at the Royal Albert Hall, I think, as part of the proms. And it sort of clashes, and then it's like, okay, well, that's in London. Am I gonna then, well, I have to then stay over in London, or then do I come home and then go back, and then do I have to put the day off work and I sort the dog, all these sort of fun things that you have to sort of figure out. But yeah, so I'm not sure. I'm really tempted. I was sort of asking on our Discord, it's like, well, where are people going? Because if there's gonna be, you know, like 100 people are going to go to London, and I'd go to London, but I think it's because there are so many local ones. I'm like, well, look, I just, it's so easy for me to just nip down the road and just do it. Just watch it down the road. That's probably the best option. But yeah, it would be, I mean, if they come back to me and say, and I haven't tapped up anyone from the Oasis crew to say, can I get a ticket? Because yeah, I've just not really gone there. But yeah, so I think it might just be a local one for me.
Whereas just you'll have to try and avoid this. Well, it depends if you're bothered about avoiding the spoilers,
Yeah,
depending
but
how
I don't
many
think,
days
you
it
know, it's not going
takes.
to be like the spoilers, you know, because ultimately, I suppose we want to know. Yeah, I suppose if people
Because
then
after the
start.
first day, it's going to be out there, right?
Yeah, it is.
On Monday, I guess.
I think I'll have to do an 8 in the morning if that's something. Like, I hadn't even thought about it, but, you know, in terms of spoilers, because you're like, well, it's not like, you know, old Thanos won at the end of bloody Avengers or whatever. It's like, well, you know, we know what happened. We were there, but. I suppose if people are saying like, "Oh my God, that moment when you see them together for the first time," and Noel says that sort of thing, yeah, that'll
Yeah,
be.
because I'm curious if that's going to be the real actual meeting or whether it's not really the real meeting. I'm just curious to see how real it is, and because nowadays things can be engineered to be just for the sake of Netflix, right? So
Yeah.
who knows? You can't imagine it's fully real, but yeah, I'm just fascinated to see what they're actually going to reveal, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think that they would do like, you know, it's not like these reality shows where it's clearly, you know, like 90% manufactured, like, you know, you say this, you say this. I can't see Liam and Noel going through with that. I think if they have got cameras there for the, you know, but I would love to see the stuff that I don't think they'll ever show. But like just being a nerd about it, like I would love to see all like the negotiations. You know, I mean the lawyers and all that sort of stuff. I think that'd be fascinating, but that's not going to happen. Like, I'd love to know, like, oh well, at what point was Jess Greenfield chosen to go, or you know, what happened with Zach Starkey, you know, and like all these sort of things. You know, how did they come up with the band, and you know, why have they gone with Cardiff first? Get all that sort of stuff. I think would be fascinating, but yeah, I
They
don't think
won't even
they're there
bother
really.
tackling all that, will they? I guess
No.
they're just, yeah. Well, especially Jess, we never found out about, right? And that was the only one. Whereas I think Zach Sarkey was part of the Red Herrings, whether it engineered or whether he just did it off his own back, like putting that out. But Jess was clearly in, right? When she was on the program. And then, but I assume we will never also
Didn't
find
go
that
for the
out
last
either.
minute.
It's part maybe in 20 years' time when she's doing some interviews or something.
Yeah, when she
She
knows it
might
might
drop
not
it.
suffer whatever the next Noel project might be. So yeah, but yeah, so excited. So I mean there's no, like, as I said, don't believe the truth. Like there's so many, you know, bullshit posts out there. But there's still nothing confirmed. Like we're saying, Nebworth, we're saying, I think the strongest rumor I've heard is Celtic Park. Yeah. And what was it? Oh, that was the other one I was going to talk about. The Johnny Marr the other day, and he was being interviewed, and he said, you know, he was talking about Noel, and he was said, oh yeah, well, you know, he's just so busy. You know, he's.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know, writing music or something like that. And it's like, oh, he's let it slip. Johnny Marr said he's writing music.
Have you seen Noel recently?
Yeah, I see him all the time.
How's he doing?
Same as always.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. writing songs for fun, recording songs, enjoying himself, you know, sending me hilarious, you know, hilarious WhatsApps about, usually about Manchester United, and lots of effects pedals, which is, you know, the way our relationship's gone for 30-odd years now. So, you know, he's in many ways, he's exactly the same as when I first met him.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the Oasis album confirmed. But, no, maybe
who
not.
Knows? And then, yeah, you just wonder, if would that actually make it out on air? Assume it wasn't live, because all these social media, Absolute Radio stuff is all very highly produced, isn't it? These little clips. So presumably it's not live, so therefore it was okay to get slipped out there by some reason. I don't know. Mm. But you did feel naturally like you shouldn't be saying it, but then I just feel like these things wouldn't make it onto the internet if
it was
a slip up, I don't know.
Yeah, just the way he said it as well.
Yeah.
It's like that's generally Noel, isn't it? Like, you know, it's not like he said, oh, I went to see him 2 weeks ago in his studio when he was recording these new songs. You know, he just said, like, oh, yeah, Noel, he's just, you know, writing music, recording music, you know, like, that's what he does, isn't it? So whatever he's doing, he's always writing and recording. So, yeah, so I don't think it was as much of a gotcha moment, but
no.
But it was
similar, like the Liam teasers, it's 50-50 whether it's actually true or not, whatever he says, right? Like going for a photo shoot, whatever.
Yeah.
That appears to actually be true, but you didn't know at the time.
Just don't know. Oh, and then the other thing about Liam, obviously, and like Don mentioned in the clip there, was that, he has gone off social media now. So he said something the other day, like, was it like, don't let the shit cunts get you, don't talk to shit cunts or whatever, and he's gone. So, and to be fair, he is out. If you go on trending, Noel Gallagher hints at Oasis shows in 2027 on TalkSport. It's my tweet that's top of the list with more likes and retweets than the TalkSport version. So mine has got 785 likes and 90 retweets, and the TalkSport one's got 533 likes and 61 retweets.
Nice. Well,
there you go. JC was on it.
It's all a battle on the social media.
I know, but
platforms. What have we got on TikTok?
But then all the bullshit, Oasis, Planet, and Liam Gallagher fan club, and all that.
Yeah, they're just running away with it, I assume.
Here we go. Oasis World fan page, capitals as well. So this is bloody Trumpism. A September announcement expected to confirm that Oasis will make a spectacular return to Scotland with 5 concerts at Celtic Park in Glasgow next year.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. What a load of bollocks.
I'm just ignoring all that until we actually hear from them, because it's no point wasting your time assuming. But everyone keeps saying Etihad and Nebworth, and but we won't really know until someone on the inside tells us, right?
No, absolutely. Or until we, you know, it will be something something proper will leak. You know, it'll be someone, you know, like a secret drug addict, or like a, you know, someone, like, you know, there's someone in our group who's connected to like the stage manufacturer, isn't it? And so they know, it's like, well, we've got the contract now to start building the stage, and so it's like, okay, well, it is happening then, isn't it? Because you're building, you're physically building something. But exciting times anyway. But have you remortgaged the house to get ready for the tickets next year?
Well, yeah, I'm sort of glad we had this year off for a little bit of relief, because I'm pretty sure I'm still paying for last year in some indirect way. Because I did go a bit crazy with it. Because we just had the anniversary of the New York gigs, which I went to on a bit of a whim.
How many did you do in the end?
5. Because I did 5. Both Cardiff's, Heaton Park, and then both New York or New Jersey ones.
Crazy.
Yes, crazy. So it was a bit extravagant. But yeah, the Cardiff was like, well, I'm here, I might as well go to both, kind of thing. But that did involve buying a rather expensive Twicket for the second night.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 500 quid one, I think, because there were all the standing ones were like 500 quid at the time, weren't they, in those initial weeks, to get one on the secondary market. Crazy.
Yeah, well, fair play.
I'm presuming, on that, I'm just quick on that. I assume they won't do dynamic pricing, but will that mean that the tickets are even more expensive this time on the list price? I do
That's a good
assume
point,
that that
isn't
will
it?
happen. Does, I can imagine there's no way they're going to do the dynamic just for the backlash, but does that mean standing is now 200 quid?
What
I'm
was
sure it must
standing?
be.
Was standing
150
supposed to be
originally.
150?
Yeah, that was the
Because then
base
it tripled,
value.
didn't it, to like to 450?
Yeah.
Crazy,
Yeah,
man.
and then like the VIP seats were sort of 250, or 280 even. I remember my first Cardiff ones. So yeah, they might just up the prices and not do the dynamic, I would have thought.
Yeah, just everyone pays 200,
Yeah.
200 minimum.
Because I imagine there's nowhere they're going to say, oh, we really should lower the prices this time because of the backlash. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't give a shit, do they? Well, when you literally sell out every
Live,
single one,
yeah.
you know, it's
Yeah.
basic economics, isn't it? It's like, well, if you people are willing to pay it, we're going to be willing to
Yeah.
charge it, you know.
Well, everyone was certainly willing to pay it. And then secondary prices as well. Everyone was still paying it, even though it was, you know, well, not everyone, but enough people to sell them all out and also resell them in the in Twickets and everything for extortionate money.
Funnily enough, I did a Twickets the other day. I went to see The Prodigy last
Yeah.
minute. Literally got in on the same day at MK Bowl, which I'd never been to before, but it's an amazing venue. And and we got like it wasn't sold out, so we ended up getting like four tickets for like 100 quid.
Yeah,
So
that's good.
it's fantastic. You know, it's like that's a bloody 90s prices. This is great.
Yeah.
So so that was fantastic. But no, it is exciting. So we will wait and see. Hopefully announcement incoming potentially. You know, we've been saying, haven't we, with the documentary maybe. So if
Yeah.
it's I'm still getting like, you know, edgy every time I get a notification on my phone. Like
Yeah.
I got one earlier, like you know, Liam Gallagher has done the TikTok and it's just some stupid thing. I'm
Yeah.
like, okay, great.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they do it, but I think, you know, some people thinking that they'll put something at the end of the film, but that the audience is too narrow for that. They'll have to announce it all in one go on, you know, like when they posted it literally on everyone's socials at the
Everyone's
same time
socials.
for the with the Reading thing, and then the next day everything at the same time, Noel, Liam, Oasis, all the accounts
Yeah, all
with
here.
whatever announcements, because you need the big everyone to get it at the same time, right? Rather than just the certain people in the cinema. I don't think they'd do
No, it
that.
must be
Because that's a few, just a few hundred thousand people. Oh, yeah.
But even if they did it on like whatever, because obviously like you have the physical film that's sent out or the digital film, and so if it was like, you know, I'm sort of thinking at the very end of the credits, it's like, you know, scan the QR code to be part of the ballot or whatever. But then, you know, what people would do then is the first people who do it at the very first screening would then probably copy the QR code and send it to their mates, and then the QR code would go around anyway. So, yeah, I don't know if it would be that, but yeah. All right. Well, exciting times.
We'll see how many people get kicked out with their Meta glasses somewhere.
That's a good point. You can get away with filming that, can't you?
They'll be all over that, I think, with the because the Meta glasses aren't very subtle, are they? I suppose you could get, you know, get away with
Probably get away with
it.
my Graham Coxon bins,
Try it.
but
Well, they'd probably kick you out for
Just,
assuming
they're
that
not.
they're
They're just they're real. This is just my style. I'm doing a Graham Coxon thing, even though I'm a Vince with Oasis. All good. Right, what we so that's all good then. So yeah, so I think this is this the next thing will be that we've when we've actually seen this thing, I think. So but yeah, I'm excited for it. I think it is going to be good. I don't think I think it's going to be an emotional experience. I think it's going to be this I don't know. I think I'll be I don't want to see too much gig footage. I really do just want to see, and I don't want to see too much fan footage either. Like, I know Oasis are about the fans, etc., but I don't really care. I've had enough of bloody hell me. I have enough of hearing people talk about Oasis. I want to hear like the actual stuff. I want to see the stuff. What do you think?
And as I've just found with those that we'll maybe talk about, is I don't rewatch those ones that are, you know, the fan, well, the two that they did, I guess, essentially, that were heavily fan footage, or mainly the Nebworth documentary. I've not gone back and watched it because there's not enough Oasis in it for me.
No, I know what you mean. I don't need to hear
I
someone
don't need to
talking
hear
about.
Dave from Bromley and his brother or whatever, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, how it was like, oh, well, back in the 90s, you had to actually sit and wait on the phone, you know. I remember remember you had a phone attached to the wall? Yeah, I don't know. All right, well, look, let's have a talk about some other bits then, as I got you on, because you've really, this is normally Joel's position to draw the short straw of the most, of the least popular Oasis songs. But as we've got you on talking about this other stuff, I thought, right, well, let's talk about the next song in the A to Z, which is If We Shadows. Ah.
All the feelings I got inside. Nobody knows what's wrong. Me and another.
So, yeah. So, If We Shadows is officially next. It was a demo. I suppose If We Shadows brackets demo. Yeah. Recorded, funnily enough, if you read online, in some sources say recorded in 1992, but I don't think it was. I think it was recorded for the Be Here Now sessions, but then obviously not used, and then it was, you know, then resurfaced on the Chasing the Sun box set alongside Untitled Demo as well. And the other funny thing about this as well is it's the one, remember when on the Matt Morgan show, and I had Noel was interviewed on Matt Morgan, it was like submit your questions, and I said about Kyle having sent in the demos to Noel. And he was like, oh, well, he sent it on a DAT tape. I don't know how to listen to that. Send it on a CD and I'll listen to it. He goes, but there won't be anything good on it. What there'll be on it is there's a song called If We Shadows. That'll probably be on it. And it's like, no, Noel, that's actually officially been released. You've completely forgotten.
And that wasn't that wasn't on that one, right? That was it
No,
was
that is.
that was the sound check stuff, was it? The
Yeah, well, there's
drive
the
my
G-Mex.
car one, was it? What was
Yeah,
it?
there's the G-Mex sound check. I think that there's the G-Mex sound check stuff, but then there's one that's literally called like Noel B-sides, and there's like various versions. I mean, he's leaked most of it now anyway, but there's like various versions of All Around the, no, not All Around the World. Street, it's the All Around the World B-sides. So there's like Street Fighting Man with Noel singing. There's a couple of others. And then there is that other one, which I can't remember what it's called now. But yeah, and that's the one that Carl hasn't really leaked much of. He played a little bit of it on an episode with me. I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, he's like, oh mate, this is the one. If they ever release this properly, but I wasn't that bothered by it. I thought for me, you know, I really don't have the time to look back in anger was the one I was really blown away by. But yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Noel doesn't know if We Shadows has been released, but it has on the Be Here Now box set. But anyway, what's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I'd say I've not listened to it a great deal. I was aware of it, but I just brushed up when you mentioned it earlier. But yeah, I generally feel it doesn't really go anywhere. It's not got a big Noel catchy sort of chorus, change to the major in the chorus type of thing is some of his best songs obviously involve that. So I think it plods along, and that probably explains why, it wasn't progressed, I guess, and it's just in the form that it is. So I think it doesn't have a big enough good bit, this is the good bit kind of thing. So it plods along. I don't particularly like it, I would say, and so I haven't listened to it that much. And obviously, only since it only came out with the Be Here Now stuff in 2016, which I think I was probably still listening in the car on CDs at that point, even then. So that was quite late to Spotify, maybe sort of 4 or 5 years ago. But in that era, I was still banging the CDs in. So yeah, probably didn't listen to it as much as I could have done.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't particularly like it, I would say, which is a rarity though for me, because I pretty much like everything that Noel does. So
yeah,
this is one of the exceptions.
I think in my various rankings, I've had it in the bottom 20. You know, it's definitely in my bottom 20. I remember someone had a go at me. I think I did an Oasis, like the top 10 and bottom 10 Oasis songs, and I included If We Shadows and Untitled 2. And then someone on Twitter was like, can't believe this guy, like, he's done the bottom 10 Oasis songs and he's picked some random beat, like some random bonus track I've never heard of. It's like, yeah, that's... Isn't that, that probably says a lot about me that I remember that, all the positive feedback I get. But that one thing years ago is like rankled, still ranked. Yeah. But like, that's the thing. It is a bit unfair because, well, it's like, you know, it's like looking at like Van Gogh and then saying, yeah, Sunflowers is good. But, you know, this little scribble he did that he then threw away and then some archivist picked it up and stuck it in a gallery. Well, that's not very
exactly.
good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like
he didn't want it.
He doesn't know it's out there. But and we know that he's, as we've said in these other as it's been said in various interviews, he's got demoitis. Like he just writes all the time. He's always like knocking these chords together and stuff. I mean, actually, you know, when you think about the song itself, like I do actually quite like it. You know, I think as a song, obviously it's not you know, if this was a like a new song, obviously, you know, it's only a very basic sketch of an acoustic tune. And so it hasn't got that, it hasn't got the polish or whatever. But you can imagine if this was like really well produced, it would be really good.
Exactly, I think that's what I did notice, that really that there's no production on it, right? So that probably also explains why it's not great on the ears anyway as well, sort of. And feels just a bit dull and doesn't spring out to you. So that doesn't help, the fact that there's no reel. It is just a recording of him running through it, I think, almost.
All the feelings I got inside, nobody knows what's wrong. Me and my mother. Every time I look away, there are all the things I might never say.
And you can tell that in his singing as well. He's not he's sort of mumbling at points and things like that. He's not really 100% fleshed out the lyrics and stuff. But yeah, just looking at lyrics, it's like, all the feelings I got inside and nobody knows what's wrong but me and another. All the feelings I got inside, nobody knows what's wrong, me and another. Every time I look away, there are all the things I might never say, and everything I do is wrong, but I'll always sing my song. Yeah, I'll always sing my song in my own way. My pet peeve, talking about writing or singing songs in songs. And then, because if we shadows are all the things we say we are, if we shadows are to move in times with the things that we find in the shadows. That's nice, you know, to move in time with the things that we find in the shadows. That's a really lovely, that flows really nice. That's almost like hip hop, isn't it? You know, that's almost like an Eminem sort of, to move. And the fact is to move in time. It's like, well, the lyrics are moving in time. That just feels quite nice to me. In the shadows, and we're just going round, and I might not feel this way for long. So it's sort of, yeah, I know what you mean about like not having a big chorus, because it's, I think, because If We Shadows are the things we say we are, is quite catchy. And because it's like, because he sings the song title, which is something obviously Noel does a lot, I always remember this one. It's not like there's some Noel songs and things that I'm like, wait, which one was Stranded on the Wrong Beach? You know, you know, or which one was, I can't think of another example, but one where it's like, it doesn't necessarily say the song title. I'm like, wait, which one's that? But then as soon as you say If We Shadows, you remember it.
And I do. Yeah, I remember enough of it to know that as well, like you say. So even though I haven't really listened to it that much, that's straight away that comes into your head.
Yeah.
So yeah, it obviously does hook you in that way.
Yeah.
Everything I do is wrong, but it always sings my song. always sing my song my own way. Cause if we shadows are all the things we say we are, if we shadows are to move in time with the things that we find in the shadows are, we just going round and I might not feel this way for long.
Yeah. And then the second verse is just one of those where it's basically the same, but he just tweaks a few words here and there, which is a classic. Yeah. Sort of like same trick as like She's Electric and things like that. Then he's like, there are things they're calling my mind, but nobody knows what's wrong except me and my brother. So I like that because he says me and another, and then he says me and my brother. So that's probably my favorite line because he's obviously referencing Liam. We love any little reference of the brothers in their songs.
Yeah.
Many things are calling inside and nobody knows how long except me and my brother. And everything I say to you, but I don't care why you do what you do. There are things that are all wrong, but nobody knows what's wrong. Nobody knows what's wrong till we find a way. And then, because if we shadows are, and it just goes through the chorus again.
There are things calling in my mind, nobody knows what's wrong. So me and my brother, many things calling inside, nobody knows how long. So me and my brother.
But
the only thing I thought looking at it today was,
what's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Can you, apart from putting your YouTuber hat on, can you read into, so if we shadows, is that referring to himself as shadow behind Liam? And he's talking about singing songs in his own way. So he, MTV Unplugged and all that. So is there any intention behind him saying, I'm sitting in the shadow here, but I need to go solo sort of thing? Because it's not, so we do think it's 96, 95, I guess.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, MTV Unplugged happened then. So you could read, if there is anything to it, you could say he's maybe talking about himself or talking about him and Liam know stuff that needs to happen kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that was the only thing I thought, if he did have any intention behind it rather than just coming up with words that sounded good.
Yeah, it just feels to me like he's sitting around, as I said, you never know. It's like you might just be thinking of words that rhyme, but then in doing that subconsciously sometimes stuff comes out that is true. And so
if we shadows are all the things we say we are, is he talking about himself? That was my main thought. And if we shadows is something like, if you Google it or whatever, Midsummer Night's Dream, something, is a line nicked from that or something?
It could be.
It's Shakespeare something, if we shadows part. But then I assume the rest of the words are his kind of thing. So Shakespeare, Midsummer Night's Dream, if we shadows have offended.
If we shadows have offended, think but this, and all is mended, that you have but slumbered here while these visions did appear. And this weak, an idle theme, no more yielding but a dream. Gentles, do not reprehend. If you pardon, we will mend. And as I am an honest puck, if we have unearned luck now to scape the serpent's tongue, we will make amends ere long, else the puck a liar call. So, Good night, and to you all. Give me your hands if we be friends, and Robin shall restore amends.
I'm not quite sure the rest of that, but there's something there that he's taken it from, and then
presumably
the rest is his.
It could be. I mean, he normally nicks things out of like little books books he's bought in petrol stations. That's normally his thing, isn't it? Like, that's where Importance Being Idle came from. That's where the little track. Hargreaves did a whole video about that, didn't he? About like tracking down the book of
Traveler's
half of Underneath the Sky comes from that, half of a couple of he's mined that for all it's worth, I think, that little book.
But maybe
he's like, you know, he does that. He'll open a book and just go like, right, that'll do, you know, and sort of use that as the starting point. So it could be inspired by Shakespeare. I think it's just like, you know, all the things are going inside, nobody knows what's wrong but me and another. I think that's just like, that's just a thing when you say, oh, na, 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 you know, he's just singing it to himself, isn't it? I think that's really where it comes from. I could hear this being, you could almost hear, I don't know, like a Billie Eilish or something, you know, like a modern, one of the modern female sort of breathy kind of singers that have got that sort of indie feel about them. I think you could hear it. I could, if this was the new Billie Eilish single or something, I that wouldn't, obviously, production, I don't think it would sound out of place.
I'll take your word for that.
I'm not aware of the oeuvre of Billie Eilish.
You're more up with the kids than me with your you have females in your house. So that's why I don't have any. I'd say the only thing I noticed chords wise is that it's a bit of a repeated trope of, you know, is that if we shadows, he's doing this A minor to E minor, A minor to E major thing. So it's like quite a common sort of, it's this, dominant second chord sort of thing. But he's just doing that all the time. And I feel like he thinks that that's the hook to it. And like you say, maybe that is, because if he shadows, that's when he goes to E major with it, which is not normal in a sense. But he also does it at the end going from F to E. So it's going to that sort of chord that makes it want to resolve quite a lot. But I think it's too repetitive. So that's what I sort of noticed. Whether he was just playing around with that, like chords wise. Because we're in sort of master panning, slide away sort of chord territory, and in terms of it, it's the same chords as those songs.
Yeah. A minor. He's
just playing around.
A,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because one of, like, Liam does in his songs quite a lot, or is the Let There Be Love does it as well. This sort of dominant secondary thing where it's really noticeable on the ear that it wants to then resolve back to the main chord, whatever the key is, and resolve back to D, whatever this musical talk. But I think he's doing it too much in it. Like, he maybe needs to do it just occasionally or something, but he's literally doing it on every bit. So that's why I thought to the ear is a bit repetitive, and maybe he was just playing around with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And didn't like it in the end.
Yeah.
And everything I say to you, but I don't care why you do what you do. And there are things that are all wrong. Nobody knows what's wrong. Nobody knows what's wrong till we find a way. 'Cause if we shadows are
Yeah, and I can understand why. Like, it's not, you know, there was enough sort of ballads and quiet songs around at the time that this, you know, if Noel's writing a ballad or a quiet song, it's got to jump above the other ballads and quiet songs that, you know, that he was working on at the time to then get on a B-side. I suppose that's sort of a nice segue to, you know, where do you think this would have been? You know, should it have been an album track? Should it have been a single? Should it have been a B-side? I think this is a classic sort of Yeah, it's nice we've got it. It's nice to have it as a rarity. But if it was one of those things that Kyle found 30 years later on a demo and leaked it, it's like, yeah, well, it wouldn't be like, oh my God, this is such amazing news. This unheard Oasis song's been found. Like, it would just be like, oh yeah, cool. Okay. You know, I don't think it would break the internet if this had suddenly appeared now. So yeah, I'm quite happy that it was, I'm pleased we got it. I'd rather it, you know, I say I'd rather have everything, but yeah, I think as a lost song or like as a bonus track on a bonus disc or whatever, yeah, no problem for, with
Yeah,
me.
I'm trying to think. So we think it's, well, it should technically be Here Now, B-side candidate, right?
All around the
As
world,
far as we
B-side.
know.
Yeah.
All right, okay. And then obviously All Around the World, B-sides I love because it's the, the Fame and flashbacks, and I would never replace those. And
No.
Street Fighter Man, I'm not so bothered, but again, it's great. But then like Stand By Me, we got what, Going Nowhere. I can't remember what else we got, but yeah, it
I
doesn't
Got
come
the
up, but
Fever.
probably doesn't come above any of those songs, really.
No.
So,
Unless, like I said, unless it was like a lavish string arrangement or like some weird, you could imagine like a really cool version with like, you know, I'm actually tempted. I know people hate AI, and even since we sort of start messing with AI a couple of years ago, you know, doing like the AI sis, and you know, I did an episode on like, you know, what when all the like, oh, this is Liam singing Don't Back in Anger and things all came out. It feels at the time it was like, oh, that's fun. Whereas now it's just like hated. Yeah, I'm sure there's people like shouting at the thing, but I'm tempted to get like Suno, you know, this AI music app to do a version of it and just see what it sounds like fully produced, because I think it could sound really good fully produced. But I always sing my song. Yeah, I always sing my song. But in its current form, yeah, I just think it's a bit just like you know, an unfinished basic, a good song, well structured, yeah, a bit samey, but it probably, you know, if it had been picked out, it was like, yeah, let's really work on that one, then it could have ended up being really good, I think. But yeah, as it is, not so much.
I think it would, properly done, it could probably, because a lot of the B-sides for Be Here Now are those big rock or poppy rocky ones, the Fame, flashbacks, Stay Young. We could have probably lost one of them to have a bit more of a slower song, I guess. Because Going Nowhere, I can't think what other ones there were on the.
It's I Got the Fever and what's the other one with the My Sister Lover?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe
And then
could have been the
Angel
candidate.
Child, obviously on yeah, so yeah, so I mean it was tough to even get a B-side around that time, but yeah, it would only have been if there was a yeah, like maybe, and also later on, I mean, I suppose this could have ended up being a B-side around the time that he was pulling back, like, oh, let's dig back to Let There Be Love, or let's dig back to Revolution Song, or you know, finding those old ones that he'd written to then bring those back. So yeah, but no. What do you think? Would you have had it, or would you just think it's happy to be lost to time and buried on a bonus track?
Lost of time for me, but yeah, because I can't see, I don't feel like it could be made better in its current form. Obviously, it can always be changed, but yeah, I don't think so. Not for
Yeah,
me.
not for me, mate, as they say.
I'm out.
Let's see what the people. Let's see what the good people. I wonder how many people actually commented on this, because you know, I don't think maybe many did. Just knowing that it's not that popular, it's not that known. But let's have a look. So,
I don't
oh.
tend to spot your polls for some reason. Again, like you, I don't really check X apart from when there's a piece of news out that I'm going looking for, but
Yeah.
don't really
Here we
use
go.
that
Look,
anymore.
so I don't remember this at all, but
I posted this in 2023. A fan created a full band arrangement of If We Shadows, Tiago Aguiar.
If we shadows are all the things we say we are, if we shadows are to move in time with the things that we find in the shadows are, we just go around. I might not feel this way for long.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Yeah, that he's just taken the master plan. He's taken the master plan. Anyway,
yes, right, it's similar.
Worry. Yeah, that's fun. I mean, that's what it could have been, I suppose. Here we go. All right, so there we go. So If We Shadows, 5 out of 5 got 9%, 4 out of 5 got 16%, 3 out of 5 got 36%, 2 out of 5 got 39%. And it got literally zero comments. People were just not interested in even having to say anything about it. So, So, well, I think that probably makes sense, doesn't it? That it got 2 out of 5 is with the average.
Yeah.
So, and if, I suppose if I did it as a 0 and a 1, like I, then it probably people would have been doing even lower, which is crazy, really, because I don't think it's that bad. I just think it's like most people don't even know it, you know.
And I think when this Be Here Now thing came out as well, it was in the period where probably is the minimum amount of Oasis fans around at the time.
Yeah,
apart from us diehards still hanging on. But this was even pre-podcast, I guess, as well. So just
It was
the year before. Yeah,
it was the year before, and then because obviously Supersonic then came out. So this was 16. Supersonic comes out 17. And then I started the podcast in... No, I started the podcast in
17.
Sonic was 16, wasn't it? The same year. Yeah, it was. Cool. Yeah. All right. So, look, any closing thoughts on If We Shadows?
No, thank you. Moving
so
on.
There we go.
So what's next?
We got through another one. So I think the next... I think someone put their hands up. I think it's getting better, man. I think Ian Armstrong has put his hands up for that one. And then there's another one that's... quite good that someone else has put their hand up for. So, so well done for helping me through this one. Cool.
So I feel no shame at all. No, I feel no shame at all. No, I feel no shame at all.
All right, there we go. Thank you very much to Ryan for doing that. Much appreciated. And I tell you what, I've just been, it's now 1 in the morning on Friday, Friday morning, or, you know, Thursday night, Friday morning. And it is fun just looking at all these people, like picking out things, you know, from this like 23 second cryptic video. Like there's a little poster that says lost cat. Grey cat gone again, no reward, you know, there's just things like that, like, and there's Oasis videos on the side as well. I think it's like train spottings there as well. It's hard to see without having like a HD image, but yeah, Live by the Sea there and then and there, and I think that's train spotting because it's orange and it looks like Renton. So yeah, it's just so great. I really want to dig into every single little bit of this. But anyway, right, there we go. So let's put a pin in that there. I've got another hour and 15 minutes of recording with Ryan where we talk about all the Oasis films and documentaries. Maybe we'll come back to that once the new one comes out, or, well, it might be in the next couple of days if another Cryptic Clue video comes out. What an exciting time to be alive. All right, look, well, thank you very much for listening. Thanks, most of all, go to our patrons. You can become a patron at patreon.com/oasispod, which is where you get the episodes go up a bit early, and you're part of the Discord community where you can get involved and help me shape the next episodes and ideas and things. And yeah, and you're more likely, if you know, obviously Ryan, Katie, Richard, all these people are members of the Discord. So if you want to be involved and get maybe start to come on shows, then the first step of that is to become a patron and get on the Discord and let me get to know you. All right, that'll do it then. Drop us an email, oasispod@gmail.com. Do make sure you're giving us a follow on Twitter, because if it's all kicking off, I am going to be getting a bit more regular over there. And yeah, and I might end up having to do some sort of more YouTube-y type stuff. Just a reminder, I did do a YouTube video breaking down the trailer, and that was good fun. So yeah, go and check that out. But all right, well, we will speak again very soon, I'm sure. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.